This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Forest City, Iowa. We're glad you could join us wherever you're at today. A couple of announcements as we begin. A reminder, today we'll be using the Holden Evening Prayer Service for our worship today. And thank you to everybody that helped with that. Also a reminder that we only have two more Wednesdays left until the end of the year. We'll have worship this week and we'll have worship next week. Again, you'll be able to find that online. And then we'll take a couple of weeks off for the holidays. And we hope you have a very blessed holiday season and can tune in to worship on Sundays and on Christmas Eve. We'll continue to have in-person worship suspended at least through January 3rd. That's the first weekend in January, and that does include Christmas. But you can, as I said, continue to join with us online at manualfamily.com, on YouTube, Facebook, however you continue to find us. There are opportunities in which to continue being involved in the Christmas service, even though we won't be together in the worship space in the sanctuary. There's plenty of ways that we'll continue to make it feel like Christmas in a worship space in your homes. If you want to send in a candle, image of you holding a candle, or a video, about a 30-second video of you holding a candle, please send that in to my email, zanderson001@emmanuelfamily.com, and we'll include that in Silent Night. Or we'll also have an opportunity when we sing Angels We Have Heard on High, but that Gloria refrain, and you can sing to it like you're singing on the radio, and we'll include you in on that. And a special thanks to everybody that continues to help with that worship service, too. We continue with the theme of God Is, and we'll talk about that again in just a couple of minutes as we introduce our guest speaker for today. But continue to think about what that means in your life. God is. God is what to you, especially this time and every day. And I invite you to reflect on that each and every day. And with that, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening,
and the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people here.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you, God of day. Light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. My
Almighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day.
May God be with you all.
And always with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Our reading for today is from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What's come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of the blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we've seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As was mentioned earlier, we're continuing our series that we've been doing throughout this fall and into the winter season of God Is. And remember, we've talked about God is Emmanuel, God is a mighty fortress, God is awesome. Last week, we heard a little bit about God being everlasting counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. And today, we're going to hear about the God made flesh, the Word God made. Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word becoming flesh and living among us. And we're going to be hearing from Bryce Goldwitzer today. And we thank him for speaking with us this week and sharing a little bit about his faith and who God is and how God's been at work in his life. And how this Word made flesh is indeed a God that gave the ultimate second chance through Jesus Christ. A second chance for all of us. So, without further ado, here's Bryce Goldwitzer.
Hello, I'm Bryce Goldwitzer, and today I'm here to talk about how God is bountiful. So, God has been bountiful to me because I've been given like a second chance at life from after the age of 13. Because the age of 7 through 13 for me was the battle of depression, and it was amazing how he reached out to me after I started going to church, and it helped me get through day-to-day things that I would usually get mad at or just depressed at. And then so there's that, and then he's also been bountiful to me throughout basic training. He's given me chance after chance to just stop, quit, give up, but he just kept pushing me forward. I made it through basic training camp. I can't say the same for others, but God has been bountiful enough to me to give me chances throughout life, and I believe that's something great he has done for me, and I do believe others have felt his bountiful love on us. And then I found a Bible verse of I will sing to the Lord. Well, it's from Psalms 13:16. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Which means I will sing to the Lord because he has given me multiple chances in life, and he could have just given up on me, but he hasn't. Because he's that bountiful and he gives multiple chances. So, basically, what my life story is, he's been bountiful enough to me to help me get back on my feet and just persevere through things. And that I'm thankful for. Thank you. Bye.
Peace between
God of mercy, hold us in love. For all of your servants who live out your gospel, God of mercy, hold us in love.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God Creator bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be